Paige's first day at school. Paige was just a little thing, about 5 by 7 when she started elementary school. Her mother, Maggie, and her father, News Poppy, taught her at a very early age that education was very important in her life. Daily, they told her that education would allow a little girl like her to grow up to become anything she wanted in life. On her first day of school, the entire family gathered around the breakfast table.
"Mommy, what's for breakfast?"
asked little Paige. "We have your favorite, Paige. We have a hearty bowl of oatmeal, a glass of orange juice, 2 pieces of toast, and blueberries to put on top," Maggie replied.
"Great, Mommy."
"Good morning, darling."
"Good morning, Poppy."
"So, is my little girl ready for school?"
"Poppy, I am so excited."
Sitting across the table, News looked across to see how pretty his little girl was dressed. "Paige, baby, I'm so proud of you," said Poppy.
"Thanks, Poppy."
Paige had 2 red ribbons tied on the 2 ponytails that hung down her shoulders. Maggie finally sat down at the table to enjoy her breakfast. "News, honey, will you be accompanying me to take Paige to school?"
"I would not miss it for the world," said News Poppy.
News Poppy was a short, strong man. He was a pretty round man, full of all types of information, from business to technology to sports. He has gone completely bald from all the years of flipping back and forth between his many sections. His mustache was thick, bushy, and black. Maggie, however, was every woman's dream. She stood 11 by 12. Every day and evening, she wore a classy outfit. In Maggie's youth, she was a model. She had long, luxurious, black, curly hair. She was never seen without her signature red lipstick. In her model days, she would be mistaken for being Vogue. "Do you have your bag packed, Paige?" asked Maggie.
"Yes, ma'am. I have my new pencils, crayons, and the big pink eraser."
"Now, you be careful not to get those crayons on your new white top, Paige."
"I'll be careful, Mom."
"What do you want me to put in your lunchbox?"
"Can I have chocolate milk, a cheese sandwich, and an apple?"
"Darling, I'll warm the car up," said News. "Okay, we won't be very long." Maggie loaded up Paige's lunchbox and slipped in a small bag of gummy bears as a treat. "Here you are, dear." Maggie handed the lunchbox to Paige. "Once I get my purse, we will be all set."
"Okay, Mom,"
Paige replied. News had the SUV all warmed up and ready for the day trip. Paige got in the rear while Maggie took the passenger seat next to News.
"Everybody buckle up for safety," said News.
After the family was safely clicked in their seatbelts, News proceeded to drive to Webster Elementary. "This is a really big day for you, Paige."
"I know, Mom."
"I'm happy and excited all at the same time. I can't believe that my little girl is growing up. I'm really happy I brought my camera to capture the moment."
"Oh, no, Maggie, not the camera."
"News, you know that taking pictures and being in front of the camera is all flowing through my veins."
"I know, Maggie. It is the model all bound up in you."
After 15 minutes, News was entering the Webster Elementary parking lot.
"Welcome, new students for the 2020 school year,"
the man said. Paige looked at him and said,
"That's my class, isn't it, Mom?"
"That's correct, Paige Letter. You are a new student for the 2020 school year." News pulled the SUV into the school parking space. "Okay, News, put your arms around Paige. I want to get this photo for the family scrapbook." Paige's first day of school. Maggie quickly snapped the photo next to the SUV, then asked that News trade places with her. Then she could take a photo with Paige. News said,
"Maggie, can we walk our daughter inside?"
"Just one more picture, News," said Maggie.
I want a photo of us all standing together in front of the Webster Elementary sign.
If you insist, Maggie.
New saw Father walking his child into the school as well.
Excuse me, sir, I hate to bother you, but would you mind taking our photo in front of the school sign? It is our daughter Paige's first day of school. Her mother wants to capture every moment.
Requested News.
Not a problem. It would be my pleasure. I wish I would have gotten my child's first day on film.
The Letter family all posed in front of the Webster Elementary sign.
On three, say cheese. One, two, three.
The family smiled as the gentleman snapped the photo and handed the camera back.
Thank you so much, sir. You have a great day.
See, I told you, News. It is a big deal, the first day of school, said Maggie.
We'd better get going, said Paige. I don't want to be late on the first day.
News Poppy took Paige's left hand, while Maggie took Paige's right hand. Entering the school, Paige noticed that the school was much larger on the inside than it appeared from the outside. She looked to her left and right and noticed long hallways full of classrooms.
Don't be afraid, Paige. It seems big, but you will find your way around without any problem.
The Letter family all entered the administrator's office. The secretary, Mrs. Oxford, rose from her seat to greet the family.
Look at you! You are a beautiful little girl!
Paige smiled at Mrs. Oxford and said thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. How may I be of assistance?
Asked the secretary.
Yes, ma'am. We are Mr. and Mrs. Letter, with our daughter Paige Letter.
Mrs. Oxford looked in her school roster.
I see it here. We have a Paige Letter. Her first grade teacher is Mrs. Scaffey, and her classroom is numbered number 107. You can leave this office, make a right, go to the third hall on the right, and her class will be the fourth door on the left.
Thank you, said Maggie.
Have a great first day, Paige.
Paige said thank you. Once at Paige's classroom, Maggie knocked on the door to meet her child's new teacher. Mrs. Scaffey approached the family at the door.
Good morning. I'm Mrs. Scaffey.
Hello, said Maggie. We are the parents of Paige Letter.
Oh, yes. The office said you were coming down.
Mrs. Scaffey got closer to shake Paige's hand.
Nice to meet you, Paige. I'm Mrs. Scaffey. I'm glad to have you in my class this year. If you would like, you can hang your backpack on the red hooks on the back, and you can have a desk you feel comfortable with.
Thank you, said Paige. Paige hugged both her mother and father before leaving their side to locate a desk among the other students.
It's such a pleasure, Mr. and Mrs. Letter, to have your daughter in my class. I know you are concerned about her first day, but just look at how she is interacting with the other students.
I can see, said Maggie. She is a very outgoing child.
News asked,
What can we expect from your class?
That's a great question, Mr. Letter. In the first grade, we like to assure that the child has knowledge of the basics. This is the alphabet, counting, identifying shapes and colors. Then we introduce them to math, reading, singing, and physical education. Since Paige has placed really high in kindergarten, we have foreign languages to introduce to her.
What do you offer?
We offer French, Spanish, and Mandarin.
That's perfect, said News.
Is there anything else you have concerns or questions about?
Maggie looked at News, and News said,
I think that's all for now.
Very well, then, said Mrs. Scaffey. Feel free to stop by any time, and I encourage that you come and participate in our parents and teacher conferences.
We will definitely attend.
You be a good girl, Maggie said across the girl towards Paige. She replied, I'll be fine, Mom and Dad.
A tear dropped down Maggie's eye, knowing that her baby girl was growing up. News Poppy took Maggie's hand.
Let's go, honey. She'll do fine.
The letters exited the school and headed back to their home to start the day's business.
Well, Maggie, that wasn't too bad, dropping Paige off. I just hate to leave her there, said News.
Honey, we can't baby Paige forever. One day she will grow up to be a beautiful woman, just like her mom.
You are so sweet, News.
Maggie, are you going into the shop today?
I'm glad that you reminded me, News, said Maggie. The florist shop has a big meeting with a potential wedding client to handle her flowers. It's too big of a job for me, the owner, Maggie Letter, to not show up. Do you have to go into the bank today?
I took the day off. Alexander has everything under control in my absence.
It must be nice being the vice president at the bank, Mr. News Poppy Letter.
What can I say, Maggie? It does have its perks, replied News.
I'll take the SUV, News, because I may have to deliver some flowers. You can never tell.
That's fine. The hybrid SUV's all gassed up and ready.
Remember, the Paige gets out of school at 2:30.
I'll come home and pick you up. Then we both can greet her when she leaves school. I'll be ready, Maggie. I'm going to save the pictures we took of Paige on the computer.
I may print it out for a surprise when she gets home, replied News. That's a great idea, News. She'll love it. What time do you have, News?
It's 9:45 a.m., honey.
This is a great time to leave. I'll avoid the rush hour traffic.
What time are you expecting your clients?
If I'm not mistaken, they'll be around 11:30. The wife is coming in on her lunch break. I'll make it downtown in plenty of time.
Be careful, Maggie, said News.
I will, News, Maggie replied.
Children, children, please go to the front mat and sit in a circle. I have a game for you all.
The children all gathered in a circle. The class consisted of 10 first graders.
Okay, this is the memory game. Let me explain how it goes. Megan, you will start. Then the next person will be Chad, then Paige, then everyone until we complete the circle,
instructed Mrs. Scaffy.
You must say your name. You went to the grocery store and purchased one item. The person next to you must say the item you purchased and then add one more item. The winner will be the one able to remember every item that has been added when your turn comes around. I will start. My name is Mrs. Scaffy. I went to the grocery store and I purchased a loaf of bread. Now to you, Megan.
Megan stood up and began.
My name is Megan Thumbtack. I went to the grocery store and purchased a loaf of bread and a bottle of orange juice.
Megan spoke at her turn.
Very good,
said Mrs. Scaffy. Chad stood up.
My name is Chad Ruler. I went to the grocery store and purchased a loaf of bread, a bottle of orange juice, and some chocolate chip cookies.
Chad spoke at his turn. Paige stood up.
My name is Paige Letter. I went to the grocery store and purchased a loaf of bread, a bottle of orange juice, some chocolate chip cookies, and a pint of strawberry ice cream.
The class all cheered. Until it was back to Paige again. Paige stood up confident.
My name is Paige Letter. I went to the grocery store and purchased a loaf of bread, a bottle of orange juice, chocolate chip cookies, a pint of ice cream, a pickle, a gallon of milk, a carton of eggs, a watermelon, a grape soda, bag of Doritos, a Twinkie, a plastic cup, and a bag of gummy bears.
Everybody cheered.
Now it was Luther's turn.
My name is Luther Penn. I went to the grocery store and purchased a loaf of bread, a bottle of orange juice, chocolate chip cookies, a pint of strawberry ice cream, a pickle, and a carton of eggs.
The class said, "Oh, no, you forgot the gallon of milk."
"I'm sorry, Luther, you missed one,"
said Mrs. Scaffy.
"Class, that means that Paige Letter is the winner."
Paige smiled as the class cheered, and she soaked in all the praise she was receiving.
"Paige, congratulations on your win,"
said Mrs. Scaffy. Mrs. Scaffy walked over to the desk and opened the drawer. She walked back over to Paige and made the announcement.
"Class, since Paige is the winner, I have a sticker of an ice cream cone for the winner. Chocolate and strawberry on a waffle cone."
She proudly stuck it on her chest.
"Thank you, Mrs. Scaffy,"
said Paige.
"You're very welcome, Paige, for a job well done."
"It was fun,"
said Chad, and then the entire class.
"Can we play it again?"
asked Luther.
"Not today, my little darlings, but later on in the week."
"Great,"
said Megan.
"I want to win one of those cool stickers."
"That will all be possible,"
Paige replied.
"Thank you, Mrs. Scaffy."
"Okay, class, it's time for recess. Please follow Mrs. Junes to the playground. You must form a line and walk to the playground as a group. There are designated areas for the first grade class to play in."
"Children, follow me,"
said Mrs. Junes. The class formed a single fine line and walked to the playground.
"Mrs. Letter, I'm so happy you made it in today."
"Flora, I wouldn't miss the appointment with Mrs. Stapler for anything. She and Miss Clippin are expected to be here around 11:30, and it's 10:35. We have roughly an hour before they arrive," said Maggie. "Flora, what did you have in mind to show her in terms of the centerpieces?" asked Maggie.
"I was thinking about crystal candelabras with the bases decorated with her flower of choice that coordinates with the wedding colors. Ivy showed me another design. She had sketches. Each table has a small birdcage shaped like a heart. It would be suspended on a stand with flowers crawling to the sides like a vine. Each birdcage would hold a candle that's coordinated with the wedding colors," said Flora.
"I really like that idea, Flora. It seems very personal and different. Can you print that sketch off for me, Miss Flora?"
"I'll get right on it, Maggie,"
replied Flora.
"Oh, Maggie, I was also thinking of ordering a couple of ice sculptures that would dress up with the flowers of choice,"
Flora added. "I really like that, Flora. I knew there was a reason I pay you so much," said Maggie. Flora chuckled as she walked away. Luther and Megan were at the top of the monkey bars when they called Paige to join them at the top. Paige climbed the bars to be seated on top with Luther and Megan.
"You can see everything from up here,"
they told her.
"I can see the top of the school from here,"
said Paige.
"Look at that football field over there. I was told that's where the third graders play,"
Megan added.
"There are lots of them over there playing. I believe it's around 50 students in the third grade."
"That's 5 times the size of our class."
"Do you want to play football, Luther?"
"I play a little with my older brother, but I'm not that good yet,"
replied Luther.
"What do you want to be when you get bigger, Paige?"
"I want to be a gymnast like Gabby Douglas," replied Paige.
"Who is that, Paige?"
asked Megan.
"You guys don't know who she is. She is only the world's greatest gymnast. She won the all-round girls' championship in the 2012 London Olympics,"
Paige told them.
"Oh, I remember her,"
Megan said.
"Didn't they call her the Flying Squirrel?"
That's the one and only.
Can you do any tricks at all, Paige?
Asked Megan.
I can do some flips. I will show you some, replied Paige.
Paige lowered herself to a single horizontal bar that stretched across the monkey bars with both hands firmly gripped on the bar. Paige swung back and forth one time. Then, on the second attempt, her body flipped around the bar successfully twice. And Paige screamed. Her body flipped on the air as she released the bar and successfully landed flat on both feet. Luther and Megan were both in total amazement of the flip that Paige had just completed. They both clapped for the acrobat. Never did Paige know that Principal Parchment was looking out her window and also noticed Paige's talent. When Paige caught her breath, she noticed a small crowd surrounding the monkey bars of all ages. Luther and Megan quickly made their way down the monkey bars to be at Paige's side. In rapid succession, the children approached Paige to introduce themselves and congratulate her on an incredible performance. Being a gracious child, she introduced Luther and Megan to all those she met. In one quick moment at the monkey bars, Paige's name quickly circulated the entire schoolyard. She was an overnight celebrity in the making. After meeting over 25 new students of all grades, Paige, Megan, and Luther all heard the school bell ring, signaling the end of recess. Paige, Megan, and Luther all lined up with the class and awaited with everyone to go back into the classroom. While in line, the new three best friends discussed how great the first day of school was going. Mrs. Scaffy stood up from her desk as Mrs. Junes escorted the students in the door.
"So, class, how was the first recess on your first day of school?"
asked Mrs. Scaffy. The entire class shouted fun, wonderful, and great. Paige just smiled and enjoyed the moment.
"Well, class, I want you all to know that after lunch we will have a practice session to see who can identify a creature or animal based on the alphabet. We have 30 minutes before lunch, class. I want you all to practice writing your full names and home address on the sheet of paper Mrs. Junes will pass out to each of you," told Mrs. Scaffy. "Once you've completed the assignment, you should be ready for lunch,"
Mrs. Scaffy further added. Paige had practiced her name and home address with her parents, Maggie and News Poppy, at home. Once Mrs. Jones laid the sheet on Paige's desk, Paige bounced into action.
"Paige letter, 346 Index Road, sentence, California, 14510.
She copied it three times, then raised her hand to signal to her teacher that she completed the assignment. Mrs. Scaffy walked over to her desk to confirm. After reviewing the sheet, she complimented her speed and accuracy on her work.
"Very well, Paige,"
appreciated Mrs. Scaffy. Mrs. Scaffy returned to her desk, waiting to receive the other completed assignments from the class. She thought to herself that Paige was definitely a gifted child. Just as the last sheet was turned in, the bell rang, signaling that it was now time for lunch. Mrs. Junes lined the class against the wall, then led them all down to the cafeteria. Paige had carried the lunchbox her mother had packed for her, since she did not know what the food selection would be at the school. The class all sat in the section designated for the first grade. Paige took a seat and opened her lunchbox to eat her cheese sandwich. While drinking her chocolate milk, Paige noticed that the other students were having bologna sandwiches with chocolate milk. Paige also noticed that one student even had a small serving of applesauce. She told Megan as she sat next to her,
"I didn't know they served bologna. It's pretty good, too. I will have to let my parents know that they have a pretty good selection for lunch.
That cheese sandwich looks pretty tasty, said Megan.
It's American cheese and cheddar cheese sandwiches. Would you like half? We could trade. I'll give you half of my grilled cheese, and then you give me half of your bologna sandwich, said Paige.
That works for me,
Megan said to Paige.
It will be the best of both worlds,
said Paige. The girls ate their lunch and drank their milk until the bell rang. Paige reaches in her lunchbox to get her apple when she noticed that Maggie had left her a small bag of gummy bears. She opened the bag and gave some to Megan and the other children sitting at her table.
Thank you, Paige,
said all the children. Mrs. Jones walked over to the table to tell the children that it was now time to go back to class. The class is now all full and waiting to soak up more knowledge for the day.
So did you all get enough to eat for lunch?
The class gave out a thunderous yes in confirmation.
That's good news, class. Now we will play the next game. Name an animal or creative creature with the alphabet.
I'll start, said Paige. A is for armadillo.
Megan said B is for baboon. Luther said C is for cheetah. Chad said D is for dolphins. Lindsay said E is for elephant. Laren said F is for fish. Ryan said G is for giraffe. Petty said H is hippo. Quincy said I is for iguana. Sarah said J is for jaguar. Then Paige said K is for kangaroo. Megan said L is for lion. Luther said M is for monkey. Chad said N is for nighthawk. Lindsay said O is for ostrich. Karen said P is for pig. Ryan said Q is for quail. Peter said R is for rabbit. Quincy said S is for squirrel. Sarah said T is for turtle. Then Paige said U is for unicorn. Megan said V is for vulture. Luther said W is for wolf. Chad said X is for xeme. Then Lindsay said Y is for yak. Then finally Karen said the letter Z is for a beautiful zebra. Mrs. Scaffy said,
Incredible job, children. You are all doing so well. Because of your class participation, I have a surprise for you all.
Mrs. Jones came from the back room with a tray with oatmeal and raisin cookies and milk. Mrs. Jones allowed each child to grab 3 cookies and a carton of milk. The class went crazy over the generosity of their new teacher. Mrs. Scaffy turned on the CD player and let the classical music play throughout the classroom. The children laughed and talked among themselves as they ate their milk and cookies. The time had quickly passed, and it was now 2:30 p.m. The bell rang, and it was the end of the first day of school.
Class dismissed,
Mrs. Scaffy announced. The entire class gathered their belongings and exited the class. Paige walked down the long hallways on her way to the school entrance. When she stepped out of the entrance, both Maggie and News Poppy were standing outside with opening arms to greet their child. Paige's face lit up when she saw that both of her parents were there. She ran to hug News Poppy, followed by a big hug given to Maggie. So, how was your first day, sweetie? Asked Maggie.
It was incredible. I really like my teacher and my new classmates, replied Paige.
The Letter family proceeded to load up in the SUV. Driving home, Paige filled them in on all the games they played and the treats they received at the completion of the assignments. Did you make any new friends? Asked Maggie.
I actually did, Mom. I met Megan Thumbtack, Luther Penn, and Chad Ruler. They are really nice. We all ate together at lunch.
Did you know that they serve applesauce at school?
Really, Paige? Asked Maggie.
And, Mom, they had bologna, too.
I didn't know they would serve that type of meal, darling. So, I guess me and your father have to discuss alternating your lunch schedule. What do you think about that news? Asked Maggie.
I don't think it would be a problem. It would give Paige a variety. So, I guess that settles that, baby girl, replied News. You can select which days you eat with your other friends. Then, on the other days, your mother will prepare lunch for you, News said to Paige.
Oh, and Mom and Dad, you're both the greatest parents in the world,
Paige said.
We just love our daughter, and we want the best for you, said Poppy. You are a letter, and that name holds a certain amount of respect and dignity.
I know that, Poppy, and I am lucky to be one, said Paige.
Spoken like a true letter woman.
Maggie and News all laughed together. Hitting the garage door button opener on the visor, Paige looked on as the garage door raised.
Speaking of food, honey, what are we having for dinner?
News asked. I think we can order some pizza. I had a long, intense day at the shop, replied Maggie.
Pizza it is, said News.
Entering the kitchen, Paige said,
Can we order pepperoni and sausage?
That sounds fine with me, said Maggie. I'll call the order in right now. After a relaxing night of eating pizza and watching a family movie together, the Letter family all turned in for the night.